Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. Thank you so, so much to everyone that came out tonight.
Hello and welcome to the AO Show, and welcome to day one of the 2019 Australian Open. It was an eventful opening day at Melbourne Park with a top of 35 degrees Celsius, I might add. On the show today, we speak to the fans to find out what they're looking forward to.
Just everything, really. Just taking it all in.
And how they're coping with the heat.
Staying in the shade and drinking.
Drinking water?
Yes, hydrating. Water. Hydrating.
Plus, we go inside the nest with the Hawkeye team.
The system is automatically tracking the tennis ball, and it all happens in, you know, less than 10 seconds.
But first up today, Andy Murray has likely played his final Oz Open match ever, being defeated by Roberto Bautista Agut. I spoke to Chris Bowers and Rima Berlin for all the reaction. Chris, fresh from Melbourne Arena, a long match, over 4 hours for Andy Murray, but he bows out of the Australian Open and probably his last ever match here.
Yes, although I think he played well enough and enjoyed the competition enough to make him wonder whether he actually might revise his decision to retire. I mean, it was interesting what he was saying on court. You know, he clearly loves the competition. And I think this is the problem. For so many people, to get to this kind of level, they will have devoted themselves to tennis from a very early age, certainly single-digit age, and this is all he's known. And what can replace that sense of competition that he had? And he showed that whatever his body may be doing, the competitive spirit is alive and well, and tactically he's still a very, very smart player. So, yes, at least he did himself justice, which, if this is his last match here, which it probably is, we can feel very happy about for him. The fear was, I think, that he'd be, you know, wheeled out on a walking stick or in a wheelchair just to have the satisfaction of competing at Wimbledon. I think we've seen that, no, if he's at Wimbledon, he will be there competing. And against Roberto Bautista Agut, he was up against a tough opponent. He could have had a draw where he'd have won, maybe in straight sets, with the form he showed tonight. So he could still play this game.
Chris, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
Stretch backhand is defensive. It's not going to reach the net. Bautista punches the air, but it's a fairly muted celebration. It's a great achievement for him. Andy Murray walks very, very slowly to the net. He takes off his cap. Bautista's come on his side. They have a warm embrace. Bautista knows.
I'm Rima Boulil. I'm a freelance tennis writer from Egypt.
It was an incredible crowd tonight, and I think it was really strengthened by the fact that he did announce, you know, only a few days ago that he was going to retire, and he had a very emotional press conference. So I think people seeing that have really reacted to that, and there's been this, you know, outpour of emotion and thanks. And we saw a video on the screen afterwards with all the players on the tour, you know, giving their thanks and their messages to Andy. So really an emotional night in Melbourne.
Incredibly emotional, and actually I am amazed at how Andy kept it together, because he was very composed to compare to how he usually is on the court, and he was just fighting and everyone was emotionally charged. You could tell from everyone watching how much they cared, because they got to relate to him, because he was brutally honest in his press conference. He didn't hide his emotions. He didn't try to even pretend that he's feeling okay ahead of his match against Roberto. No, he walked into this match with all the cards on the table.
It seems like a rare moment that we don't get quite often from professional sports people, where you see that real human side come through and you see them vulnerable and really willing to open up and be themselves, you know, on camera in a really public way. But to see him, you know, really kind of lay himself open for everyone to see, I think is really touching, and, you know, it's refreshing as well.
That's Andy Murray for you. I have to say that that press conference was everything we appreciate about him. He has been very honest. He has been very forthcoming, and that's exactly how he's going out. He's laying it all out there and not hiding his emotions. For someone who initially people couldn't even read at all, he's someone now who isn't afraid to show this emotion. And I think it's just the best way to end his career. It's sad because of the injury, but the fact that he's able to be honest and emotional and have people back him like that, his rivals are backing him, everyone's backing him. So, yeah, it's going to take me a very long time to forget tonight.
Well, Andy Murray is certainly the talk of the Oz Open on day one. The fans too are saying their farewells. Tim Solly went around the grounds.
Andy Murray, he said that he's retiring. What are the feelings around that?
Very upsetting. I was watching those interviews and I felt for him.
I mean, it's a sad way to go out, isn't it, really?
Feel bad for the guy.
It's always sad to see a player go.
During a period where you've had some really top players, he's, done well. Worked very hard to do that.
Really sad. I think he's had such an amazing contribution to tennis. It was devastating. He's amazing. It's sad because he's a wonderful competitor.
That's really heartbreaking. I've been watching him a lot when I was growing up.
Totally proud of him, actually.
You have given so much to the game, and we've loved seeing you do everything that you've done, and you will continue in tennis. There's lots more that he can do.
What would you say to him?
All the best, Andy. Thanks for all the great games you've played.
Just do what's best for you and good luck.
Be strong and do what you can.
It was a huge opening day off the court as well. 66,903 fans in attendance. Once again, Tim Solly was roaming Melbourne Park, soaking up all the atmosphere.
Tim Solly down here at ground level. It's day one. The fans are starting to roll in. Lots of excitement in the air. I'm currently standing with...
David.
What are you most excited about seeing here at the Australian Open?
Just sort of everything. The excitement, the players, the crowds, the weather.
Just exciting to be here in Melbourne and have one of the biggest sport events.
We're excited to see Grigor.
Jean, you've come all the way from England for the tournament?
I made a point of coming when this tournament was on. I have been here before.
And what are you most excited about seeing here?
Well, the Brits.
This is actually our 10th consecutive year coming to the Open.
Good tennis and great company. Really unusual for a New Zealander to actually be excited to see an Australian play, so there you go.
Just excited to see all the players and get into the action.
Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Seriously, anyone. I'm such a big tennis fan, so it doesn't really matter.
Do you think the Aussies can do some damage this tournament?
Oh, absolutely. The Aussies are a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure.
What are you most excited about seeing here at day one at the Australian Open?
Just everything, really. Just taking it all in.
It's the atmosphere. It's fantastic. It's got a really good vibe.
Rod Laver, you are a legend.
Yes, Rod Laver celebrating 50 years since the very first Australian Open, which he won back in 1969. The fans treated to some great tennis today, but they had the high temperatures to contend with too.
It's going to be a real hot one, 37 degrees. What are you going to be doing to beat the heat today?
Staying in the shade and drinking.
Drinking water?
Yes, water.
Hydrating.
Sunscreen and water, that's it. Stay hydrated.
Try and find some shade.
I don't know, we're looking for a beach at the moment.
Yeah.
Good luck, no beaches around here at Melbourne Park.
Or we're going to find some shade and stuff and drink a lot.
How are you going to beat the heat?
I have no idea. We will see about that.
The kids plan on going down that big water slide in the ballpark.
I enjoy the heat.
We're in Margaret Court, so hopefully they'll close the roof.
Bring a towel to wet and put on your neck. Drink lots of water.
The ice cream will get me.
What do you do being from the UK? How do you beat this heat?
Going to sit in the shade. We've got so much sunscreen on.
What do you do to beat the heat here in Melbourne?
I think hit the water.
More hot weather on the way this week here in Melbourne, so we'll see how it plays out over the next few days. This year at the Australian Open, Hawkeye is now being used on every match court. Tim Solly spoke to Oliver Clough to find out more about this game-changing technology.
My name's Oliver Clough. I'm the GM for the tennis department at Hawkeye. So I'm here overseeing the 16 courts of electronic line calling we're doing.
What exactly is Hawkeye, Oliver?
Well, Hawkeye is a camera-based technology that tracks the tennis ball. In simplistic terms, it's a non-intrusive technology. There's nothing in the court or on the court per se. It's cameras around the court. There's 10 of those, five looking at each end of the court, and they're tracking the ball hundreds of frames per second.
How accurate and reliable is this technology?
Very accurate. We're talking millimetre accuracy, tested by the ITF, multiple times a year. And in terms of reliability, we do tens of thousands of hours each year with almost no downtime. So, we pride ourselves on that.
This is the first year, I understand, that Hawkeye is on every court. Is that correct?
It is, really exciting year for us. Beginning of 2018, we did seven courts here, which was, which was great. And then this year, 16 courts, all 16 match courts, which is, which is awesome. Every main draw match, I believe, for singles and doubles will be covered by the technology, which is, amazing.
Tell us how long it takes to set up this kind of technology. Like, how long are we talking? How long were you here before the tournament? And how many people does it take to set this up?
We have people on site from, just after Christmas. And we've done, over 2 weeks of work now with up to 20 or 30 of us on site. The tennis for us is almost the tip of the iceberg. That bit above the water is the tennis and the bit you see, but actually all that effort and manpower that goes in behind the scenes is pretty significant.
I think everyone at home wants to know, what the actual process is from when a player makes a challenge on court. Tell us what's going on behind the scenes for you guys.
The system is automatically tracking the tennis ball each and every time a shot is hit. And then we have a Hawkeye operator, a technician in the room. They're monitoring the system, the cameras. They're also logging a lot of statistics that are going on in the match. So we do a lot of the player tracking data, the spin of the ball. All that's getting logged by our guys. And then when a challenge happens or there's a close call, we also have a review official. So this is essentially a chair umpire, a really high-level chair umpire who sits in our workspace for every court. And they're also monitoring the system, so they're making sure that, you know, everything's working as it should do. So when a challenge happens, there'll be communication between those two people to make sure that the right call is about to be put out to air. And then the Hawkeye technician speaking to TV, to the director, to make sure they know it's going to happen. The review officials ensuring that it's going on the screens at the correct time. And it all happens in you know, less than 10 seconds. So, yeah, it's a pretty intense environment.
What's your day look like when you get up in the morning and you come in here at the AO? Talk us through the day.
Sure. So, we're really cool here. And something that's a first as well at Grand Slam is that we have a single room, which we call the Nest, where all our core operations are done. We'll arrive there around an hour and a half before first ball, so about 9:30, boot up our equipment, you know, a bit of a team huddle, have a discussion around what's going to go on in the day, do our checklist for the match. And then from then, I'm in more of a supervisor role, so just overseeing the various stations, the various courts. But yeah, we've got a great team here of probably 65 of us delivering the technology. So no day's the same.
Well, that's it for day one from the Australian Open. I'm James Parkinson. Join us again tomorrow for day two.